Well, few of us can afford financial mergers, but everyone's got a $20 bill, and most of us have a pretty good idea of how to use one when we get it. Earlier this month, the U.S. Treasury unveiled a new, more colorful 20 and a $32 million marketing campaign to promote it. For Slate's ad writer Rob Walker, that raises an interesting question.
Why does money itself need to be advertised? A television commercial on behalf of the new $20 bill begins with a guy wearing glasses, buying some CDs, and taking an unusual interest in his change.
Here you go.
All right, thanks.
Ah, the new 20.
Yeah.
Then he starts doing an elaborate series of special effects-aided tricks with the bill, spinning it on his finger and so on, while an announcer talks up the currency's features over a funky soundtrack.
Yeah. We've changed a lot to make the new money more secure. Look for the color-shifting ink. The watermark portrait. And the embedded security thread.
Pretty exciting. The CD store clerk in the ad is so impressed he applauds. And I don't know about you, but I'd be willing to pay up to $20 for one of those hip new bills. The woman in line behind glasses dude seems overcome with desire as she sidles up to the clerk.
Can I get a new 20?
Actually, I did get a new 20 the other day. I promptly spent it, and although I tried to get the guy at the pizza counter interested, he seemed anxious to give me my change and move on. And the woman behind me made no breathless requests. She just ordered a sandwich. Maybe I should have done some tricks. This and a second TV spot from the Treasury Department aren't really trying to sell money, of course. They're putting us on notice that a new currency is afoot.
You can see right away that things are different. We've added color and changed the portrait.
The idea is, it's real, so don't freak out. Overseas, there was a huge 12-country campaign like this for the Euro a few years ago, and maybe my unimpressed pizza guy is living proof that the campaign for the new 20 is working. Or maybe it just proves that the changes aren't that big a deal and the ads weren't needed. After all, anyone who wants to participate in buying or selling things is going to have a strong motivation for embracing the new 20, and that motivation is, you have no choice. Here, finally, is a product that truly sells itself.
The new color of money. Safer, smarter, more secure.
Rob Walker writes the ad report card column for Slate. I'll just note that marketplace deals in billions, we at Day to Day are kind of stuck with 20s. Day to Day is produced by Steve Proffitt and edited by John Buckley. The production staff includes Luke Burbank, Chip Grabo, Christopher Johnson, Shireen Meraji, Alicia Montgomery, Nihar Patel, and Rob Sachs. Our intern is Julia Romano. The editors, Martha Little, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our director is Catherine Fox. The technical director is Leah Delagula, with engineers Sean Corey Campbell and Marcia Caldwell. The executive producer is J.J. Sutherland. The assistant managing editor visiting NPR West this week is Peggy Gershman. Hi, Peg. And the managing editor of NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Alex Chadwick. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com.